Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody, and happy new year. Guess what? Unreader's Cafe Cafe is back. That's right, we're back. I said it. I know we've been gone for a while. We've been doing a whole bunch of stuff, lots of traveling. But guess what? We are back, and we're going to be here every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock a.m., just like I promised. So listen, but first I got three questions I want to ask everybody. Who would talk about the things young people really want to talk about? Rita Sue will. And who will answer their questions right here on the air? Rita Sue will. And who will remind everybody else that age is more than just a number? Rita Sue will. What's going on, everybody? And once again, Happy New Year. And welcome back to the Rita Sue Will Show, a.k.a. on Rita's Crimson Cafe, right here on KGCMRadio.com. We are so glad to be back with you. Yes, we are. Man, it's been a lot of things going on. We're going to talk about all of those things. We have a letter that we're going to read that you will have a chance to, you will have an opportunity to answer along with me. We also have some wonderful, wonderful prizes we'll give away. Not today, but I'll tell you about them today. And we'll give them away in the very, very near future, as early as next week. Okay, also, we have some people who have birthdays coming up, so I've got to give some birthday shout-outs. That's right. I told you we've got a lot coming up today. I was not kidding. But listen, before we do all that, you know, we got to kick things off right. So everybody bow your heads and close your eyes. Bow and close. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And before we go another further, I got to say good morning to my mama, Miss Edna Pemberton. Y'all know who she is out there in the community. I just want to make sure that everybody who's not in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex understands that I always say good morning to my mama. And those of you who have your moms and who have your parents, hey, remember to speak to them. I know we may be grown and gone, but it's okay to say hi to them, check up on them every once in a while. So hi, how you doing, Miss P? My mama, Miss, y'all call her Miss P, Edna Pemberton. She's out, you know, in the Oak Cliff area doing her thing. She'll be out there today. Now, listen, everybody, I say this every time I get on the radio, and it still is true. The Oak Cliff community is continuing their beautification efforts and their economic development. And I'm telling you, it's already been going on. There have been some changes going on at Southwest Center Mall. That's pretty much the hub of where it all goes down and where people meet. So listen, they have something wonderful going on today. Today, beginning at 10 o'clock a.m. So if you want to know how you can get involved with all of this community events going on and along with the economic development, you can meet at, go to Oak Cliff, go to Heart of Oak Cliff, which is Southwest Center Mall, 3662 West Camp Wisdom Drive. And you go, if you go into the main entrance, go all the way down to the main aisle, make a right, go down to UC Center Stage. After you pass the center stage, look over to your left, and that is where you will find the community room. That's where it all goes down. And that's where you will find Miss P. So listen, she has got a lot of helpers in there, a lot of people in there helping her out. And I'm telling you, y'all, if you miss the boat, you're just going to miss the boat. Don't get mad when somebody else gets your money, because that means you didn't want to come get it yourself, all right? So, but they have an event going on today. You can bring the kids. It's going to be lots of prizes, games, toys, probably some snacks. And that's going on at 10 o'clock a.m. this morning, Southwest Center Mall, 3662 West Camp Wisdom Drive. Okay, everybody, I just wanted to go ahead and get that out. Now, I did say I have some birthday shout-outs I wanted to get out as well. First of all, my friend Ann Williams, that's my girl, big sissy. I'm telling you, that's my girl. In St. Louis, Missouri right now, she hails from the from Rowlett, Texas, and now she is in the big, big city of St. Louis, Missouri. Her birthday is tomorrow. No, her birthday is today, January the 6th. Happy birthday, Anne. I love you. Birthday coming up Monday, my other girl, Miss Veronica Neville. That's right. Happy birthday, V. Her birthday is Monday, so everybody who knows them, send a birthday shout-out to them. You can find Anne on Facebook. Ann Williams, also new Ann Williams. She's all over Facebook, you know, doing her thing. So go ahead and say good morning, say happy birthday to her. And Veronica Neville, she's also on Facebook as Veronica Neville's, N-E-V-E-L-S. So I have to say happy birthday to both of them. And Veronica will probably get upset that I put her on blast, but hey, it's all good. She will live through it. All right, everybody, listen, if you want to call into the show, you can do that at this time, 773-897-6291. So today we're not going to do a whole hour show. We're just going to do a short show. I just want to kind of reintroduce the Crimson Cafe to everybody this morning because, like I said, we've been off the air. Well, not really off the air, but we just kind of been on sporadically. But now we're just going to make sure that we are on every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock a.m., regardless of where we are. So even right now, I'm not going to lie to you, I am broadcasting from my home. That's right, from the comfort of my own home. I just wanted to make sure I get up in time to get on the air. Everybody else in my house is pretty much asleep except for one of my sons, BJ. Well, no, two of my babies are up. So, but everybody else, they're still asleep. So, yeah. Oh, hey, Brian. Brian's awake now. That's one of my favorite co-hosts, y'all. I kind of woke him up. Sorry about that. But anyway, so we got some wonderful, exciting things coming up. And some of it I can't mention yet, not until the ink dries. So when the ink dries, we will let you know. But now for those of you who have been keeping up with One Accord, for those of you who don't know, that is the dance ministry from the praise dance ministry, not praise dance, but the dance ministry from Zion Baptist Church. It includes praise dancers and mimes. And I tell you, they have been on the go. New Orleans, St. Louis twice, been to St. Louis twice, Chicago, Atlanta, just all over the place. And don't forget, we do things in our own home right here in the big, big city of Dallas, Texas. And it also includes a lot of people, a lot of mimes who do things on their own. God has blessed them and to utilize his ministry as solo artists as well. We have Gifted to Mime, Isaiah Mime, Praise Weapon. We also have Jared and God's Chosen. So we have all of those people, and together they come together as One Accord. Man, that is such a blessing. I wish you guys, if you have not seen them, man, you need to go ahead and get on the ball. As a matter of fact, I promised that I would their itinerary, and so I am going to do that today. You can find that on my Facebook page. Not right now. I'm doing it right now. So in just a couple of minutes, you can find that on my Facebook page, the itinerary for One Accord. So you'll see what they're doing individually as well as a group. So we have some things coming up tomorrow, two events tomorrow. But I'm telling you, in 2017, it was such a blessing. We were just all over the place, and I can't wait to do even more traveling this year in 2018. Have a lot of other things coming up in 2018 as well. Now, listen, if anybody out there needs a logo, if you need a logo or a flyer, we have some people in One Accord, some members of One Accord, who are experts at that. And I'm telling you, they get you your product quick, fast, in a hurry, and it's top of the line. It is top notch. It is excellent. It's better than excellent. So I'm telling you, if you need a logo, you can reach out to go online, go on Facebook. Go to Facebook, and there is a page. Daniel's Digitals is on Facebook. So go on Facebook for Daniel's Digitals, okay? And he does excellent logos. He did logos for all of my, for Rita Sue Will Public, Rita Sue Will Productions. He did the logo for Rita Sue Will Productions. He did the logo for the Reader's Crimson Cafe. He did the logo for all of my plays, stage plays for the TV show, which is Radiant. He did the logo for the movie script, for the movie, which is D.G. Pemberton High School. He even did the logo for the TV show called Radiant, the game show called Track. So he did all of those things, and he did the logo for James Lewis and Promise. By the way, for those of you who did not know, we have released our first single from James Lewis and Promise. Now, you might hear some little background noise right here. I told you I'm broadcasting from home. And my grandson is right here with me, TJ.
He's supervising.
Yeah, he's supervising. Say good morning. That's my grandson, TJ. TJ, we're on the radio right now. Say good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
Say Happy New Year. Yeah, okay. So anyway, just to let you guys know, now listen, once again, they have a wonderful event going on at Southwest Center Mall today, later on today. So you come on out, 3662 West Camp Wisdom Drive. Now with Rita Sue Will Productions, we'll have a bunch of things coming up really soon.
circle is coming.
Yeah, that's correct. To the that's my mama, y'all, Miss P. That's the one I was talking about earlier. So she's just reminding me that the circus, the Universe Soul Circus, is coming to Southwest Center Mall. What day?
It'll be in February, but it'll be ready to go in March. It'll be setting up the last week in February, but it will be coming in March, and they're looking for entertainment for it.
All right, so they're looking for some entertainment as well. So if you would like to be a part of that, come on out to the Southwest Center Mall. Come see Miss P in the community room. And
I'll contact you.
In the community room. And and because you'll see. Now, one of the people who I was talking about, he's a member of One Accord, Gifted to Mime. He will be a part of that. So, man, I'm telling you guys, you do not want to miss out. Now, once again, so with if you need a flyer done, we're talking about if you need a flyer done or a logo, Daniel's Digitals, for all of your logos, reach out to him on Facebook. He has a Facebook page, Daniel's Digitals. If you need a flyer done, Gifted to Mime, you can reach out to him on Facebook as Xavier Kelly, last name Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. So Xavier Kelly, he is excellent with flyers, and his turnaround time is really, really fast. His fees are extremely reasonable, and when you get the flyer, you'll be wondering why he didn't charge you more. Okay, so all of those things are going on. The members of One Accord are very, you know, are multi-talented in all different areas. So if you need them for anything, you could just reach out to me, my Facebook page, Rita Williams, or The Rita Sue Will Show. Also, you can email me at theritasuewillshow@gmail.com. Or readersuzannewill@gmail.com. But I prefer you to use the radio show, okay? So the readersuwillshow@gmail.com. So for those of you who are just waking up and tuning in, you have just entered into Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMradio.com. And once again, this is where we talk about things young people want to talk about. And today, which this is our first show for the new year. So happy new year, everybody.
Happy new year.
Yeah, happy new year. God has blessed us to cross over into 2018, and it is such a blessing. This is going to be a great year, a productive year, a successful year. And I'm telling you, for all those things we've been waiting on, you've been working for, just watch them. Keep working, and you'll see them come. You'll see them come to life, okay? But don't ever stop working. Don't ever stop grinding. And don't ever lose faith, okay? Remember, just put God first. Hey, if God is your co-pilot, switch seats, all right? Now, some other things I want to say. I want to say happy anniversary to my minister of music and her husband, Sister Myers, and Deacon Charles Myers from Zion Baptist Church. Happy anniversary. God bless you. And I pray that God blesses you with many, many more. I know Deacon Myers has been in the hospital. Deacon, I pray that all goes well and that you get that you're better really, really soon. I pray for a speedy recovery. Also want to send out condolences for everybody who lost a loved one within the past few months. I know it can be difficult, but hey, hang in there. God knows what he's doing, all right? Hang in there. There are a lot of people out there praying for you, ready to comfort you, to send you some love. My dear, dear friend, Miss Honesty Murray, her dad died 2 days ago. So, Honesty, you know, I love you, and I know you're out there in Louisiana already. So, just want to know we're thinking about you. If you need anything, let me know. You know, me and my boys love you, Reggie, Chris, and KK. Also Miss Gigi. I know I'm Gigi for my grandson, but Gigi, Miss K. So we love you all, and be prepared to hear from us because, you know, One Accord loves you. You're still one of us at Zion Baptist Church, okay? So just want to send that out to everybody. So anybody else whose name I did not call, happy birthday to you. Happy anniversary. Those of you who are looking for jobs, listen, there are a lot of people out there hiring, and I know typically I have a list out in front of me, and I don't know what I did with my list, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to have that out there to you, and I'll put it on my Facebook page for all of those people who are out there hiring. I know for sure if you go on Indeed, there is a position open for social media review agents, okay? And Genpact is hiring for that position. That's Genpact, G-E-N, as in Nancy, P-A-C-T. Givepact. They are hiring, and they're going to hire up to 3,000 people. Right now they have about 1,500, so they're going to hire about 1,500 more people. So go on Indeed and look for search for social media review, okay, and look for Givepact. Search for social media review, Richardson, Texas, and you'll see Givepact. And it's 24 hours, and so you have an opportunity, I believe, to select your shift. But just go ahead, put your resume out there, put your application out there, and then expect a phone call or an email, okay? And then, you know, when you get your interview, you can decide which shift you want to work and things like that. But I believe the starting pay is $15 an hour, which is very, very good, okay? So go out there and get those jobs. Also, I know right now Walmart is hiring again, not just seasonal, but permanent jobs. Walmart is hiring too. But remember, everybody, don't sleep on Walmart. Okay, Walmart is a Fortune 500 company, and they have lots of great benefits. They have lots of room for growth. And remember, they're also in the family of Sam's Wholesale, Sam's Club. So there are a lot of things that Walmart can give you. They have not only do they have jobs inside the stores, but they also have, you know, jobs outside the stores. They have administrative jobs as well. But hey, everybody, you got to start from somewhere. There's no harm in starting in the store, and you get to know all about the company business. That way, when you are promoted into an administrative or managerial or leadership position, you'll know what you're talking about, okay? Nothing wrong with that, okay? Nothing wrong with some hard work. Learn how to work hard first, then, hey, the easy jobs will become even more easier to you. And then you can do any job anywhere when you learn how to work at places like Kmart and Walmart. You'll learn how to work anywhere at any time, okay? Let me give you this. I know I started giving you this, but let me go ahead and say this again. Let me do station identification once more. If you're just waking up and tuning in, you have just entered into Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMradio.com. And as I said before, this morning I'm broadcasting from the comforts of my own home. I ain't going to even lie to you. So, just got it going on right here, being comfortable and stuff. Most of my family is asleep, but my mom's awake, my grandson is awake, and two of my babies are awake.
DJ's on. DJ.
Yeah. he was already on. My daughter-in-law's awake. Good morning, husband.
Good morning.
That's her. You don't want to go any further. Go sit. Okay. Okay, so there's some stuff in your feet, though.
Okay.
All right, right. I know. I can hear you, too. All right, so I'm going to let you know where you could. I know people were asking about One Accord. So I'm going to let you know where you can find One Accord within the next couple of weeks or so. They have, you know, man, a lot going on, but I'm just going to give you, they have two tomorrow, and once again, I'm going to publish their itinerary, but tomorrow morning they will be at Agape Temple, and that is in Dallas, and I have to, as soon as I find it, I'll go ahead and send it and publish it, but they're going to be at Agape Temple tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m., and then at 4 o'clock p.m., they will be at, I forgot the name of the other church. It's kind of a long name. But I'm going to give you that, too. I promise you, it'll be on my Facebook page today. And then I'll also publish it from my Rita Sue Will show.
And the census is coming.
The 2020 decennial census is coming. And we want to make sure we gear up for that as well. Now, listen, everybody. Not only is it important that we are counted, because, you know, that's where you get your elected officials from. That's how they draw the congressional lines and all the school districts and everything. You got to make sure you're counted, regardless if you're working or not, if you were in jail or not, regardless of your past, whatever it is, you just want to be counted, okay? Not only do you want to be counted, it's extremely important, but there are also jobs that come along with the 2020 decennial census. Those jobs have not been published yet, but the Church Community Census Connection is gearing up for that, and they will be doing a lot of notification. They will let you know a lot about what's going on with the 2020 decennial census, and they'll let you know when the jobs are coming. So listen, when we put the information out there, please, don't wait to apply for them. I was a part of the 2010 census, I was one of the managers. I was the local census regional manager for Dallas Fort Worth. And it was an awesome experience. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. But also, I'm going to have to be honest with you. There were a lot of people who were upset as well because they were saying all the good jobs went to other people, and that is not true. Because I was one of the top people, and I'm African American, and I'm a woman, so they do hire minorities. It wasn't just going to one group of people, but a lot of people were saying that because they waited too late to apply, and the jobs were already gone. And so, I mean, they were trying to file lawsuits and everything. There are still some lawsuits out there. But I'm telling you right now, if you are interested, this is the time for you to go online. And, I mean, we're going to publish the information as well, but you can go online yourself. Y'all go online for everything else. You can go online for this. Go to the U.S. Census Bureau. It'll be a part of the Department of Commerce, okay? Go to the Census Bureau, type in the 2020 decennial census, and then see what's out there. And there will be a lot of jobs coming up because typically they start 2 years ahead of time. That's when a lot of the jobs start. And, man, back then I think the lowest paying job was like $17 an hour, $17.50 an hour or something like that. So, yeah, you guys go ahead and do get ready for that. But when we put that out there, please, 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 do not hesitate. Go get those jobs. Now, I'm going to tell you what some of the things that are required. You do have to have ID. So if you don't have ID, go get it right now. Get it now. Get it right now, okay? Get your Social Security card, okay? Go ahead and take care of that type of business ahead of time. That way, when time comes for you to go ahead and do that, there will be nothing holding you back, okay? All right, now, also, we have some, I was talking about James Lewis and Promise. So the first single for James Lewis and Promise has been released, okay? It is on iTunes. It is on Amazon. You can find it anywhere, okay? And you'll see our photo up there. I'm a member of James Lewis and Promise, and man, I was so excited when Brother Lewis told us that. And we have, the full CD will be out, in no time. It's going to be great. I know you're going to love it. I played it for my children. They loved it. It's just awesome. And I want to say thank you personally to Brother James V. Lewis and his wife, Patrina, for letting me be a part of it. I absolutely just enjoy it. I love the fellowship. And then Brother Lewis, he also came out and conducted a workshop at Zion Baptist Church for our youth and young adults for the Praise Explosion in October. And we'll be doing that again this year. And so I know I already have some people who want to be a part of that. And, yes, you absolutely can be a part of that, okay? So we've already started putting that together, and it's been going wonderfully so far. I also want to send real quick condolences out to the other side of my family. My children's other grandmother passed recently. And so to the Williams side of the family, just want to say Pemberton family loves you guys. We're still very much connected through 4 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren. So if you guys need anything, let me know. Shireen, I know you reached out to me on Facebook. You wanted to know where else One Accord was going to be because you wanted to support the mimes because of all they do. It'll be on my Facebook page today. Also, I want to send a thank you out to Pastor Ricky Russ for inviting my son to come out and perform at IBOC for their New Year's Eve celebration, for the New Year's Eve service. Brodney, he did such a great job. And so not only that, he got another call from Pastor Rush to come out to IBOC again on the 4th Sunday of this month. So, man, I just think it's awesome. Thank you, Pastor Rush. I mean, he's not even a member of IBOC, and everybody there was so nice. And, like, people were like, do we know them or something? Because they act like when they greet you as though they already know you. And that's the way church people are supposed to be. So I just want to say thank you, Pastor Rush, for inviting my son to come out. I want to thank all of my family and One Accord for going out to support my son. And I want to thank our friend, Ms. Shakoya, better known as Anointed Woman of God, for coming out to support as well. Gifted to mine, man, I tell you, when he calls up, every time he gets an invitation, he puts One Accord out there and says, hey, what about One Accord? They're coming. So, man, it's awesome. Now my granddaughter's awake. Hi, Jazzy. Good morning. That's my granddaughter, Jasmine. She's awake now after partying all night with her Gigi and with her great-grandmama and with her mama and her brother. So now she's awake, hair all over the place. And that's my grandson again. Yeah. All right, so listen, everybody, that about concludes our show this morning. I just wanted to get a show out there. We'll be on air every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock a.m. As I said, this is going to be a short show, but I just wanted to make sure we get back out there, get back onto your calendars every Saturday morning on Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMRadio.com. We have a lot coming up. We'll be giving away some prizes. When the circus comes, we are going to give away two tickets to the Universal Circus, okay, from Rita's Crimson Cafe. So I'll let you know how you can win those tickets on next Saturday. So on next Saturday show, I will let you know how you can win two tickets to the Universal Circus. So we'll give you two tickets. We'll also give you a gift bag with lots of goodies in it, lots of promotional items from the Rita's Who Will show, from Rita's Who Will Productions. And we'll also give you some a gift certificate, a gift card, so that you can purchase some snacks for when you go to the circus. Okay, that's all. You heard it from here. You heard it straight from myself, from the Rita's Who Will show. So I want to say right now, right here, once again, Happy New Year from the Williams family, from the Pemberton family, and from Rita's Who Will Productions. That includes Eleanor Corner, even my personal assistant, which is my honey bun over there. Coming from Seth Mike Dub. Say good morning. Yeah, that's Chef Mike Dub, y'all. I'm telling. Oh, yeah, I got to tell you about Chef Mike Dub. Now, he doesn't know, but he is also a part of Rita's Who Will Productions. And so Chef Mike Dub, he has a song out there. Y'all, you have to listen to it. It's called I'ma Tell It. You got to hear it. Oh, my goodness. You're going to love that song. I'm telling you, once you hear it, you're going to play it over and over and over again. Yes, that's right. So, son, how can they find that song?
Just hit me up on Instagram or Facebook, Chef Mike Dub.
Hit him up, Chef Mike Dub, Instagram or Facebook. G2M, what's up?
What's up?
That's my song, y'all. Hey, tell the people where you going to be next. What you got coming up? Hey, he's the one who does the flyers.
Coming up.
That's right. He's going to be on the court, baby, tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon. So, yeah, today they'll be practicing all day. Don't hit them up today, y'all. They're going to be practicing all day. They got a lot of work to do because they got two events tomorrow. All right. So, but he's the one who does the flyers. You can hit him up on Facebook, Xavier Kelly. Hit him up for the flyers, Daniel's Digital for your logos, all right? And Chef Mike Dub for your intro, for your music, for your beats, all right? So Happy New Year, everybody, and God bless you. Hey, tomorrow's Sunday. Don't forget to go to church tomorrow. And if you don't have a church home, you can meet me at Zion Baptist Church, 2517 Dow Rock Road, Rowlett, Texas, with my senior pastors, Pastor David L. Griggs Jr. Love you, Pastor Griggs. Love you, First Lady Renita Griggs. And I'll see you guys here next week on Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCM.